Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
Yeah, he wants to make our life a sign and a wonder. I was thinking about this scripture the other day, in Isaiah 55. You know, we quote part of this very often. Let me see here. Okay, begin with verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. And a lot of people take that out of context.
Mm-hmm, that's
God's
right.
Ways are higher than our ways, you know, so that we can't understand what he's going to do and
right.
Understand his will and that kind of thing. And then it goes on to say, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. And so we quote that a lot. We, you know, the word is going to go forth. It will not return void. It will, you know, prosper in the thing for which it's sent. But before that, it talks about he giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. You know, this is all still in context of finances. And then it goes on in verse 12. It says, for you shall go out with joy, be led out with peace. Now, those are two, you know, great things right there.
Right.
You just take that and say, hey, I'm going to go out with joy. I'm going to be led by peace, led by
right.
The inside. The Holy Spirit giving me peace on the inside. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. An everlasting sign, you know, that our lives are meant to be a sign and a wonder. You know, instead of the thorn, we're getting trees. Instead of the briars, we're getting trees. When we plant, when we sow, we're going to reap, you know.
Right.
And it's all based on the word.
And so he was saying there that his ways and his thoughts are higher than ours, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it says that, but so as the rain comes down.
Yeah, the rain comes down, the snow from heaven do not return there, but water the earth.
So is that almost, that's almost like a picture. So if his ways are really higher than our ways, they do come down to us, though.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We can receive his ways. We can receive his thoughts. We can do the things that he does. And he does it, and we all need rain to water our crops.
Right.
So his thoughts and his ways are the way that we water our crops.
Yeah.
So his thoughts, and we know New Testament says that spirit to spirit, mm-hmm. we communicate with him. What is also a New Testament scripture, something about the mind of God. Who knows the mind of man except the spirit of man?
Right.
And the picture there is that the mind of God, his spirit knows his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so spirit to spirit, we communicate with him. So
right.
We can actually tap into the very thoughts and the very ways of God by
Absolutely.
Praying in the spirit or by spending time talking to him on the inside. So all the every thought, every plan he has, all his ways he has to prosper us,
yeah.
to bless us, for our crops to grow when nobody else's does.
Mm-hmm.
For our business to flourish when nobody else's does. For us to, for our stuff to last when everybody else's stuff falls apart.
Right.
All those ways and thoughts and plans he has for us are available to us.
Absolutely.
Because it comes down to us from him.
Just like the rain.
Just like the rain.
Mm-hmm.
It comes to us. It comes to us. But I guess the question is are we receiving it?
Yeah.
Are we listening to it? Are we paying attention to it? There's the question.
Right.
Or are we too busy watching Netflix or Walking Dead or even Duck Commander or what Dynasty
right.
or whatever it is.
Right, yeah.
I mean, what are we doing? What are we
yeah.
doing?
Yeah.
When should we be listening? How much are we listening? And then if he did speak to us and tell us something, would we even do it?
Right.
I mean, if we were sitting in the boat with Peter and the rest of them, And Jesus said, come. Now, see, he said, come. Now, Peter asked the question. Jesus said, come.
Yeah.
That command was available for everybody in the boat.
Right.
Everyone in the boat could have and should have stepped out on his word.
Yeah.
They could have and they should have.
Right.
Stepped out on his word and walked towards him. But only one guy did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we give him a bad rap because, you know, he looked away.
Right.
He took, but we got a lesson there that he looked, he took his eyes off of Jesus and looked at the situation, looked at the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And considered that it was greater than what he was actually, it was more powerful, or it was greater than what he was actually doing.
Right.
And then he began to sink. But, you know, Jesus said several times to those guys in the boat, where is your faith?
Mm-hmm.
Where's your faith?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you've got faith, shouldn't we be stepping out and doing it and considering not what the circumstance looks like? Now, we acknowledge, a moment ago, we acknowledge we have a need.
Yeah.
But from that point on, after we acknowledge the need, we consider not the need. We don't consider the need.
Right.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.